Hey guys, welcome back to the First 30 podcast. Hey, this is Bobby. I'm thrilled to get to jump on here and be part of this with Pastor Chuck, Pastor Tripp. We're rooting for you. We know that these first 30 days in college are so important. And so if there's anything that I can join you in praying for, feel free to shoot me a text or send me a message, and I'd be honored to do that. Well, today I was thinking about some friends I had when I was in middle school. My three closest friends were Barry, Zach, and Jared. And luckily for us, we lived in the same neighborhood, so it was super easy to hang out. We'd ride to school together. We'd hang out after school. In fact, my friend Barry, his dad had built this barn, and so sometimes we'd just climb up in it and we'd just goof off. It was just a lot of fun. Honestly, at that time, it felt like we would probably be friends for the rest of our lives. Now, we have stayed in touch to some degree, but honestly, somewhere along the way, things changed. My guess is you've had that experience too. Have you had somebody that you were friends with in middle school or elementary school that your whole world revolved around? Every day at school and after school, you'd hang out, but how many of those people are you still close with? How many of them would you actually consider to be your best friend? My guess is this probably isn't many. Do you know why that shifted? Did you have a falling out? Did you have some big blow up? Or did you just drift? Chances are, whatever that cause was, it isn't all that memorable. You just aren't close anymore. So let me ask you about your relationship with God. Have you ever felt that way with Him? Have you ever felt like you used to be closer, but now, for whatever reason, you aren't? I think we all want to be close to somebody. We all want to feel like someone knows us, that they like us, that they actually care about us, that they want to spend time with us, and they care about what we have to say. In theory, the idea of being close to God sounds appealing. In fact, it sounds great, but at the same time, it can be intimidating. I think this is true in college. The idea of being close to God can sound a lot better than actually being close to Him. I think some people are afraid that if they stay close to God during college, that maybe God's going to call you to do something that you don't want to do. Or sometimes I think we're actually afraid that if we stay close to God in college, that we'll have to give up anything that's fun and we'll just be miserable the whole time while everybody else is living it up. But you know what? That's crazy. I mean, our whole lives in church and the whole message that we've been teaching is that God has big plans for our lives, that we don't want to miss them. We hear that God created us to have a relationship with Him, one that's real and personal. But deep down, even though we know that in our heads, I think there's a little bit of suspicion where we wonder, is there more to the story? That we believe that being close to God that is actually complicated, and that staying close to Him, especially in college, is nearly impossible. But I just want to say, it's just not true. In fact, in the first book in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we meet a guy named Abraham. Chances are you know about him. He was a pretty big deal. But in the book of Genesis, when we meet him in chapter 12, his name isn't actually Abraham yet, it's Abram. And in Genesis 12, the first thing we learn about Abram is that God shows up and speaks to him. He tells Abram to leave the country he's living in, to basically leave his family and everything he has ever known, and go to a land that God will show him. But what's interesting is that God doesn't just give Abraham a command and then wait to see what happens. God actually tells Abram to leave, and then God keeps talking. Here's what he says in verses 2 and 3. He says, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." See, God was asking Abram to take a big step, but before he started, God also wanted Abram to know that he had a plan in place. He wasn't just asking Abram to leave his life so that he would be miserable, but so that God could use him and give him a life that he had never imagined. Basically, God wanted more for Abram, and it was all going to start with Abram taking one step. But Abram's story doesn't end there. It started there, and over, God walked with him and made promises, giving him bigger and bigger glimpses of the role he would play in the future of the people of God. But the point was never to get Abram to do more things. God was continuing to draw Abram closer to himself. The point was for Abram and God to develop a history together so that when the time came and it seemed like God was asking Abram to do crazy things, Abram could look back at what God had done in his life already and say that God is trustworthy, that God is good, that more than obedience, God just wants me. And I think in the same way, that's what God's doing in our lives, that God created us for a relationship and that God is always drawing you in his direction. I know that sounds nice. I know it sounds like really good news, but the question isn't whether or not it sounds good, but do you believe it is true for you? Do you make decisions based on a belief that God approves of you and he wants a relationship with you, or are you distancing yourself because you think he disapproves? The truth is, when we believe God wants us to be close to him, it changes everything. Let me ask you this question. What would you do differently if you really believe what God says about you? How would you live differently? How would you think differently? What if, just for today on day four, you decided to live as if the things God says about you are true? And what about your relationship with God? Do you think you'd be more likely to stay close to him if you trusted? So today, I want you to take a step toward being close to God. When you think about him and you start to feel guilty or you want to pull away, choose instead to think of how he sees you, to believe what he says about you and what he did through his son Jesus to show you his love. Draw close to him. In fact, even as you head out today, as you launch into your day, ask him to help you to understand just how much he wants to be close to you. God loves you, and he created you for a personal relationship with him. You can be close. Hey, we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day five of the First 30 podcast. But if you'd like to read a version of this podcast, you can swing by my website today, yourbetterstory.com, and you'll see this listed as an article that you can read and share. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.